Well, the Springfield Art Association yesterday opened an exhibit commemorating the founding of the Women's Art Alliance 40 years ago. Reporter Daisy Contreras spoke to the gallery director, Corrine McWhirter, about the group of women who helped start what is today known as the SAA Collective.
What's currently on display is artwork by the women involved in the first 10 years of the Women's Art Alliance, which was from 1979 to 1989. And so over the course of the last year, we've reached out to all those artists or their families or collectors of their work to try and acquire as many as we can of the 81 artists involved in that time period to put their work on display.
The goal was to reach at least 81 of those women. Many of them are no longer living in Springfield. Many of them have passed away. But for those that you were able to reach out of goal of 81, what was the experience like? What was the reaction to you reaching out and saying, hey, we want some of your work to showcase it at this exhibit?
In most cases, it was met with great excitement. A lot of times it was met with, really? I think some of these women don't realize the important work that they did 40 years ago to help continue this on to where it's at. So many of our appreciative of this exhibit opportunity and just appreciative to be part of this moment in remembering where we came from. We have artists in New York sending work, Canada, Alaska, so all over the place work is coming from for this exhibit, which is wonderful. You know, and it's been really interesting too. Some of those women who maybe had stopped making work got inspired by this exhibit to make new work. And that's an amazing feeling too, to help have inspired making that happen.
Why is this important for Springfield and arts in Springfield? And why is it important for the women whose work we're showcasing here?
What's really poignant about this, the Women's Art Alliance was founded to give female artists an opportunity to exhibit their work, which in Springfield wasn't available in the 1970s. And it was a little late in coming. Most of the country had been a little faster on that. And by the 60s, women were able to exhibit in gallery shows and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Springfield was a little later in coming to that. But one of the things that's really exciting and key about this, I think, is that it's still difficult for artists to find exhibit opportunities. For women, sometimes for men, for minorities, for people in the LGBT community, there's a lot happening in trying to find a pathway to support artists who didn't get the visibility that maybe they need. And so this look back allows us to see that this is where we came from.
Definitely big importance to the history of Springfield.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many people don't know, myself included, because I joined this organization 5 to 6 years ago when it was the Prairie Art Alliance. I knew the history as the Women's Art, that it was the Women's Art Alliance, but I didn't fully grasp how important that was and how timely that was for the Springfield community, and that those women turned what was really limited exhibit opportunities within Springfield for everyone into this real tangible thing that now is a place where people who are striving to be professional artists can come and showcase their work, and we can help support them and promote their work both locally and nationally. And that's just a wonderful thing to recognize, that a bunch of women just got together and got it done.
That was Corrine McWhirter of the Springfield Art Association. An opening reception to Women's Art Alliance, the first 10 years, will be held this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. at the Springfield Art Association main campus and the SAA Collective Gallery at the Hoagland Center for the Arts.